Happy Thursday. Welcome back to another bonus episode of the Cabin Podcast, the official podcast of Discover Wisconsin. I'm Susan Foch.
I'm Eric Paulson.
And on the ones and twos is Jesus Reyes.
I always like that. I always feel like it can have such great rhyming potential.
Well, I like the ones and twos.
The ones and twos.
There was a time or two that I said,
ones and twos,
it's Jesus Reyes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, no, I do something here. You know? Like, it's like sitting quietly in the corner, Jesus Reyes.
I sit quietly in the corner.
Technically, you're this is a digital delivery platform. It's really on the zeros and ones.
Yeah, I like that. I think we'll go with that.
Should go with the binary code strategy.
Okay,
on the zeros and ones.
It's Jesus Reyes.
No, there's no rhyming that's going to happen.
Okay.
There.
Okay. All right.
Bring
well,
it back home, everybody.
Okay.
You know, we need a getaway after this. Where should we go, Susan?
We do. You know what? Today's a very special episode to me because, listeners, for the first time, I know I mention a lot of Door County things, but this is the first time we get to do a dedicated Door County episode, and I'm thrilled.
Yay.
We're talking my hometown. We're giving it some love, but very specifically, the problem with Door County is that it seems small on a map, but it's very large in terms of, like, when you're planning a vacation, what towns you're going to. So we had to narrow it down a little bit, and we decided to take you through a little bit of Fish Creek and, as a quote, the Juddville Riviera.
See, I knew Juddville. I didn't know there was a Juddville Riviera.
I think it's just more like an inside, like, joke. Yeah. Because it's such a small, like, town in between Egg Harbor and Fish Creek. But we had to kind of segment it down. This is what we've chosen to give you for today, Juddville and Fish Creek. And we have some really fun ways to plan a little weekend getaway. And we've included, for especially all of you families out there, we've included a lot of free activities to do. Mm-hmm. So hang on to your hats till the end of this episode.
While you're driving up and down 42, lots of things to do.
There's the rhyming I was looking for. Thank you, Eric. Perfect. All right. So number one, let's start out with the fact that, of course, we're doing a weekend getaway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, we have to plan somewhere to stay. Eric, where are we staying in this version of our weekend getaway?
Well, here's a neat option on this itinerary. It's Julie's Park Cafe, which is a place to stay and a place to cafe. They serve breakfast and lunch.
A place I know. To stay and a place
I should
stay.
Really start freestyle rapping right now. I got the rhymes
you
in
haven't
my head.
Oh, my God.
So they serve breakfast and lunch in a family-friendly atmosphere. They rebuilt their hotel, which is kind of roadside motel but updated, kind of version of that.
It's a very upgraded motel. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. I remember the old version when I was a kid, and now you see it. And it is a swanky roadside motel.
Yeah. I mean, they just rebuilt it in 2016. They have cottages and then smaller motel rooms that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that all out. Obviously, parking's very easy to those.
Yeah.
Pull right up by your room.
And it's very cute because when you're passing Julie's on, I mean, and this is also, I think, the funny thing. Technically, all of it is Highway 42, but the highway does take you through these small towns. So, like, you drop down to, like, I think it's like 25, 30 miles an hour as you're cruising. Through these little towns, right? So even on the highway, what the most, like, outstanding part of Julie's is that you'll notice is, number one, that it's right next door to the entrance of Peninsula State Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little difficult to miss. Number two, its signature is the big purple chair that a lot of people love to take photos with. It's like a huge Adirondack chair that, like, can fit, like, your whole family inside of it. But they really kept up that purple theme. So, like, all the doors of the motel are, like, painted the same color purple. It's really
cute.
So
I should play Prince when I'm there.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, hold up a boombox right outside the motel.
I'm sure they'd love that.
They would love that, of
and
course.
And you know, Susan, I still have a boombox from the 80s that is in prime condition.
I would expect.
And it's big, it's heavy.
Nothing less.
Detachable speakers, cassette deck. Oh, it's great. Okay. I'm
literally,
sorry.
I would expect nothing less.
Back to the topic at hand.
Yes, of course. However, here's the other thing I find really fun about Julie's. Number one, of course. So first of all, okay, we've talked about the motel. Great place to stay. Did you know that they are pet friendly? All 8 rooms of the motel, you can bring your pet for the weekend.
Okay, so on the patented paw scale, how many paws would you give it for pet friendliness? Okay.
I did not know where you were going with that, Jesus. I would give this 4 paws.
Four whole paws.
4 paws, because how
Can't
many
just
other
throw that around.
Well, how many other motels will you know that, like, can accept all of your animals? They literally, like, when we were talking about it, it was so funny because I'm thinking traditionally. I'm thinking dogs. I'm thinking some people will travel with their cats if you can't get a cat sitter. They were telling me they've had people have brought ducks. People have brought hamsters.
Okay.
People have brought their pets to this motel. So
we
if
are
you
species
literally,
inclusive. I'm liking this.
Very species inclusive. That's why they get 4 paws. But that is a really great, you know, if especially if you're doing a long weekend, maybe you want to stay for an entire week. A lot of people, I mean, first of all, putting your animal in a kennel can get pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or trying to find someone to watch it is really difficult. So this is a place you can bring your pets. You can have a longer stay, a longer vacation, which, of course, is fantastic. So that's really what I think is the cool signature about this roadside motel in particular. But they're also attached to an amazing restaurant where the breakfast is just like... gorgeous.
Wunderbar. Huh?
It is gorgeous.
Chef's kiss.
Ooh. It is chef's kiss. So some of the things too, I mean, of course it's in general a very good menu, but I do have to shout out because I've had this before and it's so good. They have a variety of stuffed French toast that is absolutely delectable. Of course they have a cherry stuffed French toast because it's Door County,
yes.
Of course, but they also have an apple bacon stuffed French toast.
A little savory sweet combo, huh?
Cinnamon bun French toast. Oof. And a praline French toast.
Oh.
The variety makes me salivate.
Yeah, I feel the presence of Josh.
I feel the presence of syrup.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we can smell maple syrup in the air.
Yeah, is Josh is he going to come barging in on this now?
Is he going to come talk about these restaurants with us? No, again, the cherry French toast is it's quintessential Door County, but the apple bacon stuffed French toast might just be my favorite.
Hmm. That sounds like an interesting combo.
It really is. And so, yeah, great breakfast, and they also serve a really great lunch. You can sit inside, you can sit outside, but all together in one spot. And again, you're right at the entrance of Peninsula State Park. Right behind them, there's like a little bike rental you can do too. Like, there's so much happening right there, just like in that corner of Fish Creek.
Well, it's right where you're getting into, like you said, Peninsula State Park. And so mm-hmm. that's a very popular place for people to rent their bikes and go all the way through because there is a wide variety of trails and pathways
you can navigate.
I ran the Door County Half there one time, and you don't leave the park.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That actually doesn't surprise. It doesn't surprise me that you ran a half marathon. I just didn't know that you ever ran the Door County Half Marathon.
Yeah, it was very fun. That was the last time I ran a half marathon. As a matter
of
fact.
When was it?
And it was 2009. It was a while ago now. I ran it. This is a quick aside. My friends who own the Lodge radio station there were like, hey, we've got an extra entry to this. They were calling people at the finish line.
I was on
the phone with them on a Thursday. They're like, hey, the Door County Half is Saturday. You want to run it? Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. I'll be up there tomorrow. So I didn't train. I just ran a half marathon.
Oh, that sounds like you.
In an hour 50. I would have gotten an hour 48, but I had to stop and massage my calves on the last mile. And then I finished.
I thought you had to stop for like some food or something.
And then, I wish.
Like and a banana? Yeah.
Hadn't run the same since for years after that.
Oof. That would make a lot of sense. Yeah, the closest I've ever gotten to a half marathon is, and this was years ago, but when I was Miss Door County, I actually was asked to do, every time they cross the finish line, I like got to put the medal on everybody.
Oh, nice.
That came through, which was quite fun.
Did they try to kiss you and stuff too?
Honestly, everyone was like so sweaty and dying. Yeah. They were more just like, give me my thing so I can go like crash somewhere.
And you were happy to do it at a distance, I'm
and
sure.
I was
at
like,
that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. No, I mean, I was super proud of those people because I was like, I don't think I could do this. But
the point is, all of that activity and all of that fun can be had right inside Peninsula State Park and Julie's Park Cafe right at the edge of it.
Right at the edge of it. And again, yeah, there's that place right behind it. You can get your bikes. Honestly, There's another place across the street you can also get bikes and stuff too, which is even crazier.
Nordor,
but also,
right?
Yeah, the Nordor Cyclery. And then it grabs, you know, grab a kayak rental, like obviously because that's right there on the bay. Like, there's just so much that you can do literally right there. And to that, like we're talking about Peninsula State Park, but Fish Creek in general, there are more beaches and a full marina in Fish Creek. And it's like, it's such a small town geographically, but it has so much to offer. So you go, you know, go down the street. You have the one beach, you have the traditional Fish Creek beach, right?
And that's literally where Fish Creek kind of winds through, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little beach. It's small, but it's nice.
It's a nice little beach. Then if you go down even further, kind of that like four-way intersection, if you were to go down to that, that's where like the full marina is. Mm, so if you have a boat, easy to dock, that's only probably like a mile or two away from
Less
Julie's.
Than that, yeah. That's where 42 makes its turn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite little hidden nook to that is if you go all the way, if you dead end on that street going the other way, there's Sunset Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Which, as you can imagine, it's very hidden. It's kind of like you have to go past the White Gull Inn, and there's like a little hill there. So I think on a first glance, if you haven't been to Fish Creek before, you wouldn't think anything was like over that hill. Like, it would just kind of look
They orient you to the east at that point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you don't necessarily.
And it's one of those hidden gems where I'm actually really conflicted because I don't like talking about it because I already feel like in the summer there are too many people there also watching the sunset. But
you don't want to bring all those Cubs fans over to that spot, do you?
No, that's why I'm conflicted about even sharing it. But because it is the Bayside, therefore, that does mean, like, the sunsets in Fish Creek are just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that can be happening right there. Again, Julie's Park Cafe is just a great place to both, like, if you're there for a long weekend, that's where you can stay, have an incredible breakfast and lunch, but also just explore a lot of that town. There's a lot you can be doing on foot, on bike, on boat, mm-hmm. which makes it a really unique place.
It is. And then another nice thing about Door County is it's very artsy, and that includes performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to be able to take in a nice show there.
It is. And that brings us to our nighttime activities. Where are we going for our nighttime?
Peninsula Players Theater. Which is nice
the
and nearby.
Theta.
Right.
Yes.
It opens June 14th this season. And they're basically, talking about Peninsula Players Theater. You're going back a ways for its origins. 1935. They've been in the same property since 1937.
It is a historic theater.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They do four shows in the summer and one in the autumn. They do one in the spring, but the water takes a while to warm up in Door County. So April can get kind of chilly.
Yeah. That's why they open in June.
Right. Yeah. So it's a great way for some cultural interaction and entertainment. So even if you're not a theater person, if you try it in Door County, it's kind of a unique twist on the theater.
It's a very unique experience, for sure.
Well, you get a beer garden, for one thing. I mean, that's the thing.
Which is very Wisconsin of us, yes.
Warm up with a drink in the beer garden. You get the waters of Green Bay right there. You can watch the sunset there, too. You were talking about Sunset Beach in Fish mm-hmm. Creek.
Absolutely.
Peninsula Players Theater is right there by the water, too. So mm-hmm. you can do that. Beautiful respite from hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they call it the theater in the garden.
The theater in the garden. Because, and we should mention, I'm so sorry, per our episode title. So this is where, so you're going to come back to Juddville. So you're going to come out of Fish Creek into Juddville. This is kind of why it's a little bit more that quiet kind of retreat as mm-hmm. well. You know, it's not in that hustle and bustle of the downtown for Fish Creek, which is one of the things that makes it nice. It is
yes.
It is your moment getaway when mm-hmm. you get to the theater and
Absolutely.
The beer garden, of course.
And you still get, because the Juddville Riviera does include some shoreline.
It does,
and that's of course where PPT is, as they mm-hmm. like to shorten their own name. You can bring your own food in.
Mm-hmm.
They have the beer garden, and you can't even bring your own alcohol in because there's a state law about it.
Well, of course,
so don't even think about putting it in the trunk.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right. They do perform rain or shine because there is a covered area mm-hmm. for their performances, so it's kind of open air, but there are cushiony seats, and it's been described as like sitting in a giant gazebo.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is like it's an open air theater, but it is covered,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice about it. Like, because there are some just like completely open theaters, kind of more like amphistyle, like,
yeah.
and that's not necessarily this.
Well, yeah, well, you get protection from the rain, but you still get the cross breeze,
exactly,
which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of call it sometimes hybrid theater,
mm-hmm.
in that sense. And they even have videos on it. If you go to peninsulaplayers.com. Mm-hmm. They've got videos that kind of illustrate it
yeah.
vividly.
I would suggest to anyone going to a show there for the first time, like I've been there, it is so beautiful, but I would suggest if you're going for the first time, do go to their website, which is peninsulaplayers.com, because they have an entire like tab and videos dedicated to the experience and how to prepare to go mm-hmm. even just view a show there, because it is such a unique theater, I do think people need some prep work before they go, just to make sure they're also getting the most out of their theater experience.
Yeah, and you can buy tickets ahead of time, mm-hmm. of course, on the website. And then you can appreciate the shows and the talent they bring. I mean, they bring a lot of top talent from the Chicago area.
They bring a lot of talent.
And really, it's funny because Chicago is considered, for straight-up plays, the theater capital of the United States.
Yup. Sorry, I had to throw that in. I've had a history of, you know, theater work in Chicago, so.
Oh, you did theater in Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a long time.
Nice.
Did you do the audio, or were you like a performer?
I was a lighting designer and an audio person. No, I've never been a performer. I don't know if you could tell from being on this podcast. I'm not used to being in front of people.
Maybe you're a secret dancer.
I don't know. No, there's no secret. There's no secret public skill that I have here.
Secret public skill. I've never heard that phrase, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Chicago's robust theater scene does kind of go up there with the talent and the plays. You know, you think, oh, what about New York? They're bigger for musicals and attitude.
Yeah, what about attitude. What about New York? Yeah, what about them?
What about New York? Eh? You don't need New York. Well, you need Chicago there.
You need Chicago. Yeah. Well, but that's the thing I actually didn't know is that New York is better for musicals, but New York is considered the theater capital of the United States.
And Chicago.
Yes, Chicago is. And we pull most of that talent from the Chicago market. So mm-hmm. really, like, you're getting just one of, like, the best performances that you're actually really going to see considering where the talent comes from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you can get a sample of that all on their website, like Susan, you said, the experience mm-hmm. video.
Yeah.
We've done some stuff up there for Discover Wisconsin on the show in a Door County episode. Mm-hmm. Travel Wisconsin, our tourism group, they've done some video work there too. So there's a lot of pre-gaming, pre-research you can do ahead yeah. of attending a
for
show.
Sure. Well, again, I mean, when it's a theater, when you're going to experience like a top-notch performance, and again, and it's a very unique thing. They only will do five total mm-hmm. in the year.
Yep.
So, you know, it's also a rare experience that you get to have. And again, like, it's just because of the beer gardens, because of the, you know, the open air but covered top. Like, it's, you just want to be able to experience it the best way that you can. And I find, maybe I'm just a nerd this way, the best way you can do that is through research and making sure that you are prepared for it. So definitely check out their website, peninsulaplayers.com. Look at the experience tab, and that's definitely, that is a top-notch evening for sure.
I would agree. Now, when you bring the family, like you were talking about the family-friendly and even pet-friendly experiences that you have at Julie's,
mm-hmm.
There's other activities you can do in Door County. I mean, Peninsula Players Theater is wonderful. It's not free. I think we're going to run down seven categories,
if you will. Let's run down seven. Yeah, how about this? How about we ping-pong these, Eric? Kick
all right.
us off.
Who's ponging?
You start.
Okay, I'll start the pong. First of all, of course, in Door County, one of the whole points of being on the peninsula is to spend time outdoors.
Of course.
And there are dozens of miles of hiking trails that local conservation groups maintain. They're free to access. Places like the Door County Land Trust and the Nature Conservancy, they do a lot of work on those trails, local parks too. Mm-hmm. They all offer the best of nature at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got county parks and local town parks and those beaches, some of which you were talking about, like Sunset Beach. Kind of mm-hmm. the hidden gem, but we're kind of blowing the doors
I know,
off of that.
I'm blowing up my hidden gem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all open and free for the public. Mm-hmm. So, and if you want to, you know, bring the whole family there, again, costs you nothing.
Costs nothing. And I have to actually give this aside. So you talked about some of the local parks, because of course there's state parks, county mm-hmm. parks. The local parks are, I also think, a very underrated part of this. So Fish Creek Park is kind of across the street from Julie's and down, like, just like, you know, and because, like, if you go directly across the street, you're actually at, like, a real estate office. So okay. if you go next door to that, you're at Fish Creek Park, which is actually a very beautiful, yes. very underrated park. And there is a really fun fact. They are in the current process of trying to get a disc golf course approved within that local park. So
that'd
if you
cool.
like disc golf, that's also that's working its way up there, too. So I had to give that little aside. mm-hmm. OK, so number two. Here's some live music. We were talking about the fact, like, Door County is a very, like, arts-centered peninsula. Fish Creek is considered, actually, in fact, to be the arts hub of Door County. I mean, there's Peninsula School of Art. There's the Door County Auditorium, Peninsula Music Festival, Northern Sky Theater. There's so many different things. Like, this is the arts hub for Door County. But that also means we attract a lot of great theater talent. We attract a lot of great live music,
mm-hmm.
which is great. And some of them can be free. So you can check out both like local and international musicians. They play free concert at some of the local parks, like five nights a week in the summer. I know specifically in Egg Harbor, where I'm from, every Thursday night is a free concert in the park. And you mm-hmm. can do that like in the marina, which is really gorgeous. Like there's always free music happening in Door County, which is great. Like sometimes they'll pop up at the breweries or at some of the restaurants. Of course, there are, you know, there are concerts you can pay for, of course, like at the, you know, one of the theaters I just mentioned, like the Door County Auditorium. But so many local bars and taverns were all for free music with no cover charge, which is a really fun thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tip your musicians.
Tip your musicians, especially when there's no cover charge.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. especially. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Other free things you can check out are a slew of galleries and museums up and down the peninsula, but especially mm-hmm. around Fish Creek and yeah. the Judville Riviera, if you will. We can learn a little bit of local and state history. There's art galleries throughout the county. Of course, those are generally free to go into. The art isn't free if you choose to buy something, but it's certainly
correct.
Free to get in and check it all out.
Yeah.
You can check out the garden door up there. You can take the Sturgeon Bay Historic Walking Tour. which is really, actually, it's very fascinating. Sturgeon Bay's history with shipbuilding. And
It's that's a rich history. And their really downtown is very historic for a thousand different reasons. Mm-hmm. So.
And there's a couple of breweries down there, too. And other places have walking tours, though, above and beyond Sturgeon Bay. You go out to Egg Harbor, Fish Creek, or Ephraim. Mm-hmm. They all have walking tours. And I hope the one in Ephraim, I haven't taken the one in Ephraim, but I hope it brings you to Anderson Dock.
Oh, it has to.
Because you can see all the graffiti on that. That's kind of an iconic Instagrammable place.
Very iconic and Instagrammable for sure. Absolutely. So number four is to experience some of the Door County festivals. I mean, we touched on a couple of them. On our episode 122, we just did that Wacky Wisconsin festivals. So like one of them coming up is the Fearball Festival in Ephraim. You know, we've got, of course, like come fall, there's like the Pumpkin Patch Festival, the Fall Festival, but there's a lot in between there. And sure, the beer might cost a couple of dollars, especially if you go to the beer fest or the wine fest. But there's so many festivals and parades and parties that take place throughout the year. And many of them don't charge an entry fee. I can't think of one off the top of my head that does take like a ticket or an entry fee. So you get to do all of the county's best quirks, the parades, the charades, the pop-up shops, and all the festival kind of flavors that happen, which is very fun. And again, if you head back to episode 122, we talk about Fearball a little bit more in depth, but lots of festivals happening. So I would say if you go to like doorcounty.com and check out like the calendar of events, they have like the whole gambit for whatever weekend you choose to go.
It's a full calendar in there. Fearball is basically the Saturday of the summer solstice.
It is. So that one's coming up in June.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, gosh, there are things all the way from like Carlsville days to like Belgian days to
Brussels has that.
I mean, gosh, there's a corn cob fest. You know, there's a lot of options going on. So, make time for a festival. You will not regret it, I promise.
And if you want to continue touring cool places, also, you can get out to Washington Island. Now, it's hard to get out there for free. You usually have to take the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own boat. And I'll tell you one thing, that wouldn't have been free.
The boat, no.
Boats are pricey, but it doesn't cost you any extra other than the gas to get your buns out there to Washington Island and check out a bit of Norwegian history, if you will, a little Norwegian architecture and beautiful surrounding nature. It's called a Stavakirke, and it's kind of basically like a church.
Yes, but it's what an iconically photographed church.
It's very nice. It's a replica, actually, of the Borgund Stavakirke, which was constructed in 1150, the year 1150, near Lærdal in Sogn in Norway.
I've had to brush up on my Norwegian a bit. I would like to commend you right here, on your pronunciations. Amazing.
Well, I'm Danish. I mean, that's pretty close. I'm 25% Scandinavian, according to Ancestry.com.
It doesn't mean that you would be good at pronouncing these things right off the bat, and here you are.
Okay, I got worse. That was like a bad Swedish chef.
Anyway, so more about the church, Eric. This very Instagrammable.
Yes, you can.
Historic.
Mm-hmm. You can walk around it. You can walk through it, take all the pictures, sit in the pews, and just check it out and appreciate the architecture. And it's really part of a fun tour around Washington Island because there's a nice lavender farm on there.
Oh, amazing.
You can go to Rockhouse Beach. And, it's free to check out the beach.
Of course, it's free to just walk through a lavender farm.
A lot of cool stuff to check out on Washington Island. And really, if you want to get a sense of where you are geographically, you know, on a map you're looking down, you can see where the islands are and where the peninsula is. If you go to the, there's a lookout tower at the top of on the highest point of Washington Island. You go up on that thing, you can almost see it almost looks like you're above a map.
Area.
So you can see Rock Island to one side. You can see the main peninsula. You can look over to Michigan. So you kind of feel you got that King of the World feel.
You do, when you're for up there. Sure. I will say there's a very fun, unique experience you can do on Washington Island that if you don't know about this, you're in for a real treat. You can go to Nelson's, the Bitter Bar. We've talked about this, Eric. Have you done this? You joined the Bitters Club?
It is an absolute shame that I haven't because I've driven by it a number of times, but I was always on a hurry to get somewhere else.
That is an absolute shame. I don't even know. Did you bring your car to the island?
I think most of the time, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I've done some biking on it, too. But I, you know, it's like, oh, I got to get to the Lavender Farm because we're going to film there, or we're going to film at the Albatross Drive-In, which is a delicious place on Washington Island. And so I passed Nelson's Hall a number of times, but I've never actually gone in, and I freaking need to.
You do. Next time that you're in the area, we will go. I believe we also just talked about this. We have to take Josh to the supper clubs. We're going to have to take you to the Bitters Bar. It is one of the only places I feel like I know of that you will take a full shot of bitters. And if you can do it, you actually get like a little card that says that you are like a part of the Bitters Club. You get to like write your name in the bar. It is an experience for sure. But not a lot of people can say that they just took a shot of bitters.
Yeah, that's a lot of bitters.
It's a lot of bitters. A
couple of drops will change a cocktail completely.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's head a little further back down the peninsula for this next one. But we're also still talking about some geography, if you will.
Absolutely. So, if we head back down to Sturgeon Bay, so there are two main things in Sturgeon Bay that are free and fun, which is the shipbuilding canal and the Coast Guard station. So if you stroll kind of along Sturgeon Bay's waterfront, the canal has a tour of the local maritime history itself. And by the way, they just opened up a brand new like maritime museum, a nice big kind of like tower that you
can go.
There's
a sweet lookout up there.
It's 10 stories. Mm-hmm. 10 stories going over the history of Sturgeon Bay.
It seems like you almost just worked on that episode.
Oh, yeah. I was deep in that episode.
Which, by the way, so yes, the Maritime Museum itself is featured on one of our latest Discover Wisconsin episodes. It's the Arts and Culture episode, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So that's streaming anytime on the Discover Wisconsin app, YouTube page, Facebook page, all that fun stuff.
So that would make it the tallest building in Sturgeon Bay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You tell me. Yeah.
So if you want kind of like a look at like the maritime history and some of the Maritime Museum, definitely go back and check out that episode. But the lighthouse and Breakwater Pier are some of the most photographed things in Door County. Like that's definitely some of those like they're iconic. You want a good Instagram picture, you got to go check out those two things. But Sturgeon Bay is very, very rich for their shipbuilding and their Coast Guard routes.
Absolutely. And they were because they're kind of a respite for boats during stormy weather. That's a shortcut because that canal was by implication the name canal means it was man-made, but you know Sturgeon Bay was a natural bay from the Green Bay side and then it just kind of went into some swampy areas to the east and it didn't you couldn't really take a boat all the way across until they cut that canal in 1882 and it's not very wide
it's
funny
it
when you're kind of no
job.
Wake boating through it you know, and you're like, wow, they cut this so long ago. And then you've got that beautiful Coast Guard station on the Lake Michigan side.
Which is beautiful. Eric, what is our seventh and final free activity to try?
Well, and if you love geography and you have a GPS, you probably already have an adventure in your hand because you can do a lot of geocaching. It's a lot of caches that are hidden throughout Door County with interesting prizes you can go on Earth. So it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. So you can go online, type in your location, and let the adventure unfold.
Geocaching was really funny. That was like an entire, subject section of the school. When I was in high school in like our science classes, we literally like committed an entire, I don't know, month to geocaching. And we would actually go out as students and like give this a try.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Well, because my high school was nestled in Peninsula State Park. So there was a lot of like fun you could kind of have
Gibraltar?
There.
Gibraltar? Okay.
Yep.
See, when I was in high school, they didn't have geocaching.
Weren't you also in high school in Texas?
Yeah.
In like the...
They were teaching us about 80s? Them new light bulbs and things like that.
Well, there you go. Anyway, Eric, what do you think? I think we did a very good job taking people through a pretty inexpensive but really enjoyable weekend.
I'll pat us both on the back, too. Why not?
Yeah, in Fish Creek and Juddville. But you also don't have to take it just from us, even though, you know, I did a lot of gushing in this episode, and that's okay. I'm not embarrassed.
It's your home.
It's my home. I'm gonna gush when I want to. But, Eric, you got to sit down with someone else who also did a little gushing for me.
It's my home, and I'll gush if I want to. Very nice. Yeah, I talked to John Jarish, who is the Director of Communications and PR for Destination Door County. So let's see what John has to say. Hello, John.
Hello there, Eric. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you, too. You know, we've been talking about all these great things about Door County and things to do and see. We're talking about Peninsula Players Theater quite a bit. Now, what's been your experiences with those shows?
It is amazing. Really Broadway-style stuff in an incredible atmosphere right along the shore. Get there early to enjoy the beautiful scenery. They have a full bar that you can grab a drink or a cocktail. And the show And the theater space itself is just amazing. The open air, they put the sides up, but if it's raining, you're covered. And it's just a really, really amazing place. And it's America's oldest summer resident professional theater. And so there's some history there. It dates to 1935. So mm-hmm. a really neat spot. Definitely a place you want to visit while you're in Door County.
What's your favorite part of any show you go to there?
I mean, just the diversity that they do in the shows. But I mean, obviously, everybody's equity, everybody's professional. The acting is amazing. The scenery, the new theater now, it's not new anymore. They've had it since, I think, 2006. But they can do some amazing sets. And really just the whole atmosphere around the theater. Again, you're right along the water, the Bay, Green Bay. It's like you're in the woods, all the magnificent gardens around that you can walk around. It's just the setting there is just spectacular. And then you throw on amazing theater to boot. And it's a magical night while you're at the theater there at Peninsula Players.
That should almost be one of their slogans, amazing theater to boot. Like yeah. there's so much other awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And there's the show. That's pretty cool. So I'm yeah. assuming you recommend that to people when you're playing tour guide. But if you're playing tour guide for a weekend, what might be the first place you'll take people who are coming to Door County for the first time? Let's talk about the people who are eyes wide open, just
yeah,
learning about
timers.
It.
First timers. I mean, we have to get them to some of the scenic views that we've got at one of our 19 county parks, actually 20 county parks. We just added one, hip hip hooray.
Which one?
Or one of our, it's a place called Plum Bottom. They're still in the process of getting it already, but okay. Our county board just voted on that. It's kind of nice. Cool. But one of our five state parks too are just some incredible, incredible views of the shoreline that we've got up here, over 300 miles of shoreline. So, you know, one, I think a can't miss spot is the top of the new Eagle Tower at Peninsula mm-hmm. State Park. You're over 250 feet above the coastline at that point. Just amazing views, and you really get an incredible perspective of how much water is around Door County. We're surrounded by it, and it's just a great place to go. You see some islands from there, and it's an accessible tower, so anybody can get there. There's an 850-foot ramp to get you to the top if you don't feel like taking the steps.
Yeah, the new Eagle Tower, the accessibility of it is really impressive. And you, like yeah. you said, you're 250 feet above the water. The tower itself is what, about maybe 80 feet high or something
about,
like that?
I think
that.
It's about 60.
And yeah. then the bluff yeah. is quite high, too. So that's this equivalent of going up in maybe a 20, 22-story building
yeah.
and taking
yeah.
in the view from there. And you can yeah, see all the way across amazing. To Michigan and over where Marinette and everything is. It's spectacular. Now, yeah. we talked about some free activities to do in Door County and things like, I mean, they were general, you know, live music, spending time outdoors. Some galleries and museums are free. What would you suggest for people for some just fun, free activities?
So yeah, lots of great outdoor stuff. A lot of our communities, the different villages and such, have free concerts throughout the week. So those are always fun to get some live entertainment if you're interested. But one of the things I really love to point out to people that's free, and it seems so simple, but it's enjoying one of our sunrises or sunsets. Right? It seems so simple, but we've got big water sunrises and big water sunsets. And what I mean by that is when you look out over the water, you don't see the other side most of the time. So it's almost like you're at the ocean, right? You mm-hmm. can't see land across the water. It's just the water. And the sunrises on the lake side of the peninsula here are spectacular. And of course, the sunsets, if you're not awake at 5 a.m. in the summertime, the sunsets are spectacular too. And you'll see parks up and down the western coast or the bay side of the peninsula that people will flock to around sunset time. It's a fun atmosphere. You got other people around, and usually when the sun just dips below the horizon line, you'll find people clapping a little bit. And it's just really a magical way to end a night here in Door County. And obviously there's other stuff to do after the sun goes down up here for sure. But taking in a sunrise or a sunset is really a special way to reflect on your time and just enjoy the amazing scenery.
Well, and the cool part with Door County, like you were talking about, the sunrises and sunsets are both over water. I mean, you can enjoy a sunrise in Bailey's Harbor and just work your way, you know, 10, 15 minutes west to Egg Harbor for this, or yeah. Fish Creek or Ephraim or wherever for the sunset. And if you're standing around Gills Rock, you can kind of get both without even moving. If you're right at the very tip, you know?
Yeah, you're right. And I think we probably are one of the few places in the country that offers a big water sunrise and a big water sunset in the same place. I mean, usually you got to be on one of the coasts to see that. But here, like you said, you're 10, 15 minutes away from either one. And It's a pretty special, another special thing about Door County.
It is. And where can people go for more info on Door County with you guys? Because you're the specialists.
Yeah, DoorCounty.com is the great place to get lodging info, activity info, take the Door County pledge while you're there and explore Door County responsibly. All sorts of great stuff right there at DoorCounty.com.
Can't get any simpler than that. Appreciate your time, John. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, Eric. Take care. Thank you.
See, I knew he'd have good info.
Isn't he fun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, John is great. All right, friends. Well,
by the way, quick aside, the Door County Visitor Center has a lot of information. If you're coming in on 4257, just before County S, where the Walgreens is, that's what everybody knows.
Right.
Right by, before the bypass, that's where you can stop in and get a ton of great information.
Yeah, it's like right between the Target and the Walgreens. Yes, that's where you want to stop.
If you go by landmarks.
Eric, look, you are good at roads and directions. I am not. I will mark everything with a landmark that I see.
And it's literally, that's a male-female thing. They've done a lot of studies on that. Yeah. Men will almost always give directions on streets and distance and mileage, and women will always do it based on landmarks. It's just a thing.
You know what? Someone explain that to me. I'm not arguing with you that that's a thing. I just don't know why our brains do that.
Different wiring.
It is what it is. Any hoodles, make sure you can get more information, plan your whole trip by going, obviously, you can stop in at the Visitors Bureau when you're already there, or you can visit just doorcounty.com. Check out Peninsula Players Theater and Julie's Park Cafe and Motel. We have linked to both of their websites in our show notes. So if you need those, go hop on it. But then also, please make sure to tag us on Instagram at The Cabin Pod for any and all of your summer adventures in Door County. Also follow just at Door County on Instagram as well, because they post a lot of content, a lot of fun things to do, and also just have like really gorgeous pictures. So tag us on it and definitely check out all the things we have linked for you in the show notes.
I'm still on any hoodles.
Same.
Just leave me alone. Today's bonus episode of The Cabin was sponsored by Destination Door County and was hosted by Eric Paulson and me, Susan Foch. Produced by me and audio engineering by Jesus Reyes, with video teasers by Quinn Savanak and social media by me and Courtney Haas. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com and don't forget to leave us that 5-star review.